The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 29th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
We say, Jishan Pakhi Janardana. Jishan Pakhi Janardana. All glories to the party whose side Janardana is there. Dishan Pakshe
Janardana.
Panduputranam Dishan Pakshe Janardana. Panduputra, the Pandavas are glorified because on their side Krishna is there. Therefore victory for them. One very big doctor of Allahabad, my old friend, Dr. G. Ghosh, he is also DTM, MBBS DTM. He wants to join this movement.
Very good. At least there will be one doctor.
Huh?
At least there will be one doctor who will look to the health and hygiene of the inmates.
Why not yourself?
On that point I am going to speak anything. That gentleman...
These rascals, Asuras,
yes,
they do not know in which is the goal of life,
what is in which way
we shall direct.
Yes.
These rascals, they do not know. Still they become public leaders.
Yes.
Asuras. Nabidu, how to dissuade people to stop this, just like we are doing. No illicit sex. This is nivitti. No illicit sex. No intoxication. No gambling. No meeting. This is nivitti. Just hear me. And pravitti, take to Krishna. This is pravitti nivitti. But the rascal demons, leaders, they do not know this. Pravittincha, nivittincha, navidu, asurasa. They do not know. Still they become leaders. They do not know in which way people should be directed. And still they claim to be public leaders.
No acharam, no satyam, teshu vidyate.
No acharam. Personally they also do not do anything. They are addicted to drinking, addicted to prostitution, and they, by force, they become leaders. How people will be happy? Asura jana, led by asura jana. This is the whole chapter of Bhagavad Gita. They are making their plan. What is that plan making? Idam atta maya labdham, idam prasukunatham. This is the only plan. Now I have got this bank balance, and tomorrow father increase, and tomorrow father increase, and this increase, his life decrease, and he kicked out for this.
That plan becomes out of date next year.
Huh?
That becomes out of date next year.
He is my enemy, he is my friend. I have killed so many enemies. Now one enemy is still there.
Anishya Pranati.
He is richer than me, he is wiser than me. These are the plans of the Asura Agama.
Adyo Abhijanmanasmi Kohanyasmi. Sadrisho
Maya. Sadrisho Maya.
Yokshe Dashami Yokshe.
Yes, I will protect my money in this way. I shall keep money in this way so that my sons, grandsons and great-grandsons will enjoy. And I am going to become a cat and dog, doesn't matter. My grandson will enjoy. These are the plans. Where this rascal is going, he has no information. He has no information where he is going. But he is making provision for his great-grandson. He does not know who is coming to be his great-grandson. This is Asura program. ask these asuras that if you do not believe in the next life, then why you are working so hard? They reply, for the next generation. Next generation. And if you do not believe in the next life, what is the meaning of next generation? They say like this. This is the asuri, civilization. Tanaham disata kuran, kipami agastam. So,
asuri mani napanna,
muda janmani. Janmani. They will never be able to understand what is Krishna. Adhamangati. They will never be able to understand. And remain in darkness and transmigrate from one body to another, and this business will go.
But then how will they come up?
Huh?
When they have...
When they come to this state to understand things by surrendering. But they will never surrender. That is their business.
When the Lord has his stick, then they surrender.
They are surrendered. They are being kicked by Maya every moment. But because they are fool, they say, I am not... This is in Bengali it's called Behaya. Behaya. And shameless. He is being kicked every moment, but he's so shameless that he's declared, I am independent.
Or just
I am independent. Shameless. Bhut juta kha raha hai. Tabhi bolta hai. Hum kisi ko manta hai.
Just like those dogs, you understand.
Yeah. This is the position of the Asura. This is the characteristics of the Asuras. Yes. They are under stringent laws of nature, being kicked every moment. Still they are declaring, oh, there is no God, I am independent. I am independent. Every moment he is dying. And still he thinks, I shall live forever. This is asura. Pravritti and nivritti. So this is required, pravritti and nivritti, to know.
What is pravritti?
And what is nivritti?
Pravritti means worshipping God.
Pravritti means inclination for doing something. That is called pravritti.
Nivritti means?
Nivritti means to stop. Pravritti resang bhutanam nidvittestu mahaparam. Nidvittestu mahaparam. Here, at the present moment, not at the present always in the material world, the desire is that I shall become the greatest enjoyer. I shall become king, I shall become minister, and at last I shall become God. You see? So this is the false pravritti. And one who can cut down this rascal propensity, he is successful. But I am neither a king, neither a minister, neither I am going to become God. I am a teeny living entity being kicked by the Maya, like football. When it comes to this understanding, he is in knowledge.
Yes.
But he's so shameless, in spite of being kicked like that, always, he's thinking, I am God, I am independent, I can do anything. This is asura. Asuri bhava mapana.
Asuri bhava mapana.
Namang duskiti nam murha prapadante narakama. Maya aprita jnana asuri bhava mapana. Because they have taken to this asuric principle, they do not surrender. This is the disease, material disease. Here is Krishna, the perfect leader. And they are going this side, that leader, that leader, that leader. Why? The perfect leader is there. His instruction is there. In all fields of life, any field of life. And ultimately spiritual realization. But they will not take. explain that. Hari Krishna. Where is your book? Can you read?
No, he forgot and I brought another book. Uh-huh. I brought that Shikshapatri. Uh-huh. There is the name of Krishna on every uh-huh. every page. I told you the other day. Yes.
Shikshapatri.
It's a code of conduct for all Vaishnavas.
Read something.
I read the beginning and then from the middle. Rame yasya sitarada shrischa yasya sti vakshasi vrindavana viharam tam sikrashtam kudichintaye. That is the beginning and how it goes. Then...
So why that person said that Sadananda Swami Nara is the topmost?
निवेद करके दारू पीते थे भगवान
दैट इज
यस्ट ऑफ देम व्हाट इज इट न भक्षम सर्वथा मासम यज्ञ शिष्ट
दैट इज बुद्धिज
दैट इज राइट बट ही इज नॉट बुद्धिस्ट ही इज अ वैष्णव
बट ही इज टेकिंग द बुद्धिस्ट फिलोसॉफी
ही इज नॉट टेकिंग द बुद्धिस्ट फिलोसॉफी व्हाट वे
बिकॉज इन द शास्त्र इन द वेदास इट इज स्टेटेड दैट sometimes it is recommended that animal sacrifice.
He does not want
to. No, he says even it is stated.
Should not take it.
No. That means he is denying the authority of Vedas.
He is denying the authority of Vaishnav.
No. Vaishnav does not say.
He denies the authority of Buddhists and not Vedas.
No.
See what he said.
No. You read it.
Na bhaksham sarvathamasam.
Sarvathamasam.
Yajna shishtam api kvachit.
Even it is yajna shishtam.
There also you should not eat.
No.
We should not eat.
No.
That is what he
said. That is means denying the authority of Vedas. Vedas says
you eat.
That he can eat meat after yajna.
But he said no, you should
not. Therefore he is denying the authority of Vedas.
You should not eat meat, even Vedas says.
Yes, therefore he is denying.
Yes, that doesn't matter. I don't want to eat meat even the Vedas. Even you sacrifice a goat here and offer bone.
You cannot deny the authority of Vedas.
Vedas in Vedas.
You may not eat, that is a different thing. But the Vedic authorities, just like suppose the law says this man should be hanged. If you say no, even if he is criminal, he should not be hanged. That means denying the authority of law. He cannot say that.
Achha, that's right, all right.
Yes.
So you must eat the meat if it is...
No.
You
should not eat.
That is what he says, you should not eat.
He does not know what is the scheme of Veda. You cannot stop meat eating all of a sudden. But you can raise some restriction. These rascals who are meat eaters, if you say, don't eat meat, he'll never do that. Therefore, yes, you can eat meat just after offering to the goddess Kali, and in this way, that means once in a month, then we restricted. So, Vedas means they are taking gradually. Not that like a foolish, you don't do this. He cannot do that. That is Vedic authority. Vedas are meant for everyone. Those who are meat eaters, you cannot stop them. All of a sudden.
Na vyabhicharo.
Similarly, drunkard. You cannot stop them. They don't drink. They will not hear you. Therefore, restriction. Yes, you can drink after offering to the Devi, and that means restriction. So what is the meaning of marriage? Because sex life like cats and dogs, stop it. Just get married. In this way. Otherwise, you must say, no matter. Just like the other day, the sannyasis came, because some women were sitting, they will not enter. Yeah. But I saw their teeth were so unclean, and the dresses were never washed. You see? But they have got this restriction. No seeing of women. You cannot deny the authority of Vedas. Suppose you are following ahimsa, you cannot say that a state should not anymore hang anybody. That you cannot say. You follow.
Shall I read it?
Yes.
Vyabhicharo na kartavya kumbhi sri.
Now my point is that Buddhism was rejected from India because he decried the authority of Vedas.
So this fellow also will be rejected? That,
yes, immediately. Because he does not accept the authority of Vedas. That is real knowledge. Nindasi yagya vidhi raha suti jata. Yes, Buddha, I mean to say, criticized the yagya vidhi. Yagya vidhi you cannot criticize. Yagya arthya karma natro lokayam karma bandham. Karma bandham. So, yagya must go on. And the vidhi must be followed. That is real acceptance of Vedic knowledge. If you manufacture your own concoction, this is good, this is bad, that will not help you.
Devata tithavipranam svadvi sadvi nam cha sutamapi vedanam cha nakartavya ninda sadhya cha.
No, but why is he making ninda? That is, you don't do it, even it is. No, in the first he said, you cannot kill animal. Then even it is
I follow it, even though you say that you kill it for the sake of yagna, I am not going to kill it. That's all. That is my personal view.
You can do, but you cannot decry the Vedic laws.
This is not decrying the Vedic laws.
Yes, he said, opi, even it is enjoined in the Vedas.
I don't think so. No.
Why not?
No,
It is clear. Writing
can be interpreted in many ways.
You can interpret.
I am not going to take that way.
We cannot as soon as you say opi, even it is enjoined in the Vedas, don't do it. That means decrying the Vedas. What do you think?
You want to eat us meat by saying the Vaishnavas, we won't do it.
Vaishnavas forbid.
So then this is the Vaishnava forbid to eat the meat.
But is that for that reason you cannot decry the Veda?
But this is not Veda. You see, if you kill an animal and sacrifice in the way of
Tantra. That is Vedic in Jan, sir. Sacrifice is done.
This is Tantra, not Vedas. Vedas don't want. And they used to make animal living again after killing it. Are we able to do it? So this is Tantra. He wants to decry the Tantra and not Vedas. By tantric, they were killing animals to eat them away for the pleasure of their teeth, for the pleasure of the tongue.
Tantra, of course, I do not know what kind of tantra.
I will not believe in killing any animal and eating it. Even Vedas say you kill it, I will not. And I don't mind decrying the Vedas that way, if you say so, sir. I am so strong, Vaishnava. I don't. There's no circumstances I can allow an animal to be killed. I am very sorry to say this. If the Vedas say kill, I don't want that.
That is Buddhism.
I don't mind you call me a Buddhist or a fool, but I won't kill an animal being a Vaishnava myself.
That's all right. But the thing is that you may not like something, but you cannot decry the authority of the
Vedas. This is not decrying the authority of the Vedas, sir. I mean, I will bring the Vedas before you. I am not manufacturing. Nowhere Vedas say you kill the animals and eat them away. Our forefathers are so clever as to kill them and make them living again.
Every sacrifice there is intention of Vedic.
Sacrificing means sacrificing your
you mean something, but actually that is not the meaning. That is the difference. You may mean something. You may not
I, as a Vaishnavi.
The point is that you may follow. There are in the Vedas there are different ways. But you cannot decry the authority of the Veda. That is the point.
As a Vaishnava, I will not say this. As a Vaishnava, even Vedas say you kill an animal in it, I won't. I won't kill it, I won't eat it. I have not eaten it in England as a student of London University. Meat.
I am recommending it to
you. No, you did indirectly so. I am very sorry.
Then it is very difficult to talk with you.
No, but it amounts to that.
Therefore, you cannot take any lesson.
No, I am not taken going you to take this take lesson, kill an animal to eat it. That lesson from nowhere I will take.
That is meant for others.
But see that. That's not for me. All right. Then I am done this type of bugging. Otherwise, As a Vaishnava, you can't tolerate.
I don't say that Vaishnava. Why did I say? Why you talk like that?
Yes,
but he is a disciple, not take me. No, but he is a disciple. 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 But Vedas had allowed in those days, then
allowed for the rascals and fools.
Fools. But we are not rascals. So he is
teaching you cannot reject the rascals and fools. That is the way.
But he is rejecting rascals and
gradually,
fools.
Gradually. Just like... As
a Vaishnava, we can't tolerate me.
That is all right. But
I cannot make sense. They go sometimes. And see, that fellow
even
crowd.
Though, that does not mean they are going to kill animals.
But suppose an animal is killed and a prasad is offered, they won't take it.
No.
You won't take it.
No, yes.
That's, that is what it says. Don't take this prasad even
but
if it is
I cannot say the storm animal sacrifice before the deity goddess Kali. That I cannot say. I cannot disobey. I may not take it.
That is what he means to say, but
you cannot say, you cannot dictate.
Will not take meat.
You cannot dictate on the basic authorities. Veda as it is described.
Kali temple is not Veda, but it is tantra.
You say, that you say. Not tantra. Tantra is also within the Veda.
That's
like we have got Narad Panchadat.
That's right. But as we are following Narad Panchadat, aren't we?
Tantra.
All of us. All Vaishnavas in India. Narad Panchratra is a very, very pivot round which we all revolve.
Astray.
No, I'm going
we
to
are not advocating meat eating. You do not understand. We are saying that even if you don't eat meat, you cannot decry the arrangement in the Vedas. That you cannot.
But this is not Vedic.
This is Vedic.
That you
in the yoga, not in all yogas, but in the samas, there is a commendation.
So what do you want to say?
Sister, the Bhagavad Gita, Yajna Shishta Sino Santa Muchante Sarvakrimsu.
Yajna Shishta Anna.
Yeah.
Not meat.
Yajna Shishta Ashina.
Muchante
Anna.
So this precision is there. Those who are rascals and rogues will meet.
Not rascals and rogues.
No, those will eat meat to bring them gradually to the platform of perfection. There is a law.
We are Vaishnavas, we are
we
not
cannot
allowed
stop
to
do suppose you, there are so many non-violent philosophies,
what I mean
Buddha, Jains, but has they been able
we
to
are
stop this meat eating?
The Vaishnavas, Chandubhai, Vaishnavas are allowed to only perform those yagnas called Vishnu.
Why is for satisfaction of Vishnu?
And where there is, Vishnu Yag is where there is no sacrifice of any.
Oh yes, you do not know.
Way,
there is.
Yagna is not necessary at all.
Yeah.
Yagna is only for getting some high, to gain certain ends.
You will find the Dakhajagva, Dakhajagva. Dakhajagva. There was a goat, and that goat was cut, and it was added to the head of Dakhamara. This is described in the Bhagavad.
Yajnas are only done for certain ends, actually. Yajnas are not required at all. For
our philosophy is Jagyai Sankirtanai Prayo Yajanti Isu. That is our.
That Sankirtan may be a yajna.
Yeah. It is stated in the Shastra, Jagyai Sankirtanai Prayo. Kalu, in this age,
why discuss these things for others? We are not meat eaters, nor we do.
He is simply going in a different way.
As a Vaishnava. No, that is what I'm...
No. You do not understand.
That is my mixed-skulled man. But then you explain me what I should behave. Suppose there is a...
Suppose you don't believe in meat eating. Can you stop?
I don't want to stop. But for your followers, you have said that don't eat meat.
Yes.
Like that, he has told us, don't eat meat.
Yes,
even though it is yajna.
Yes.
So don't call it Buddhist.
But that doesn't mean...
No,
this is Buddhist philosophy. You do not join.
Vaishnava philosophy and be part there. And don't
this is Buddhist philosophy. That even if Buddha, Lord Buddha said, even if it is recommended in the Vedas, I don't accept Vedas. That is Buddhist philosophy.
He accepts Vedas. He said the next moment... Now you read it. I read it before you.
You see here, it is stated, Nindasi Jagga Vidhi Aha Suti Jatam. Suti Jatam means the Vedas. There is recommendation of sacrifice, but you have decried them.
He has not decried. Devatam, devatatithabhipranam, sadvinam ca satamapi, vedanam ca nakartavya ninda, sravya nakartati.
So this is ninda.
Ninda kartavya na sravya api.
If you say even it is recommended in the Vedas, that is ninda.
What is
this? Even it is recommended by the Vedas, that means Vedas have mistaken. You are right. You do not know what is the purpose of Vedas.
What is the purpose of Vedas?
The purpose is gradually to bring them. But he not that all of a sudden
he
says,
no, you cannot. All of a sudden, he talks about Vaishnavas who are above all these low-class fellows. Vaishnavas much above all those meterers. And he is instructing the Vaishnavas. Don't eat.
Vaishnavas should go to sacrifice.
There is no, because between the Hindu, they aren't the Hindus?
No, no, no. You are mixing Hindus, Muslim and Vaishnav.
I don't think I am so fool as that to mix up Hinduism with Buddhism. I think you must have little
But you will not hear me, that is the difference.
I am hearing you perfectly well, but I am very quick to grasp it. That is the misfortune
you
of mine.
You are quick to deviate, that is it. Fine. You do not hear.
How can you say, I mean...
I am speaking, you do not understand.
Chalo.
This example I am giving, that the law is that a murderer should be hanged. If you fight, I don't care for this law, because you are hanging one person. That will be contempt of court. You may not lie, but the law is there. You cannot condemn the law. That is my point.
You do not like
that anyone should be condemned to death.
That's all right.
But for that reason you cannot condemn the law.
But he is not condemning the law. He said don't make yagna. Does he say don't make yagna? He said make yagna but don't eat the meat. That is not condemning the law.
All right. That's
right. But
he cannot say the law is only for the Muslim.
He does not say that non-killing and not killing.
You are mistaken there.
I am not mistaken.
You are mistaken there that this yagna is meant for other person, not for you.
That is why I say we are not preventing them to do the yagna, but we are not
taking part in it. You cannot prevent that.
That means we are not asking them to break the law.
He is preventing
his followers not to eat meat. Isn't it? I think I have not, and it is all right. I am all right.
You don't to go and worship any other demigod.
Yes.
Kamastastha hitajnana jajanti amna deva. They are not going to worship.
The same
demigod.
Suppose by any
But that is not, that going to worship.
Suppose you definitely go there, don't take
that. Therefore Krishna says, Maam ekam. We are
but
simply...
He said the same thing now.
Maam ekam. Only Krishna. Vaishnava does not like to kill, but Krishna himself kills so many demons.
Yes, Krishna has got the right to kill.
He induced Arjuna to kill his devotee.
Then
he was the main killer in that.
Yes.
On the background.
Do you think that killing is bad?
No, yes. That whatever Krishna says is right and whatever we say is wrong. We say kill the animal is wrong. Krishna says kill the animal is right. Okay?
Yeah. Krishna, I mean to say, you do mean to say killing of animal is bad and killing a man is not bad?
No. If Krishna says kill the man, kill this man, that is right. If I say kill this man is wrong.
And Krishna killed some animals also.
Then it is right. Whatever Krishna does is right because he has got a power to create.
That's all.
You want it?
Not bad.
There is nothing is killed. What is killed? Killed is body. Atma is Shastra Sanatana.
To abide by the order of Krishna.
That is what we are abiding. But that is
not killing and not killing.
That is what I say.
These are material concerns. If Krishna says you kill, we shall kill.
Shall I read this?
Bhakti.
Krishna, Krishna, Avatar. But Bhakti Bhats.
Shastra can say.
Some
like
nonsense Shastras are there. Who can say?
That is not Shastra. Why is accepting the Shastra? He's nonsense. If he accepts something nonsense, Shastra, he becomes nonsense.
So, Krishna, Krishna, Avataranam, Khandanam.
Our plea is that let us learn from the standard book, Bhagavad Gita, and study it. Not bring anything else. That will give us proper guidance.